Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mike in Missouri, what can we do for you here at the Money Pit today?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to know how would be the best way to insulate an attic in an old Victorian home that was built in 1890, because I'd like to finish it.
Do you have any insulation up there now? What's the situation going on up there now?
Well, right now, it's all bare up there. It's the insulation would go right underneath where the roof is, so I didn't know if it needed to be able to breathe or anything like that.
Yeah, you have no floor, unfinished floor area, so to speak, that you could insulate, Mike. You have to put it under the roof sheathing?
Well, I was wanting to turn it into like a
roof. Okay, so you want to refinish an attic. That's a little bit different than just putting insulation into an old house. If you want to refinish that attic space and you want to put insulation then in the roof rafters, which is what you're talking about, there are some important considerations. First of all, you can't use insulation that's the same thickness as the roof rafters are deep. So, for example, if you have 2x8 roof rafters, and in an older house, it's usually the original, the full 2x8 is a full 2 inches wide by 8 inches deep. You can't use 8 inches of insulation there because there would be no room left for ventilation. So what you need to do is use insulation that's less thick than the roof rafter is deep. So you might use 6 inches of insulation. It would be flush with the rafter on the inside of the house. You'd leave that 2 inch gap between the back of the insulation and the roof sheathing for air to cool that roof surface area. The next thing is you need to have ventilation to cool that space, which means you need a continuous soffit and continuous ridge vent. The ridge vent's pretty easy. In an old house, the soffit vent can be a little tricky depending on how the fascia and the soffits are constructed. If you have no overhang, you can use something called a drip edge vent, which lets just enough air in to that space to keep the roof cool. Because if you don't vent it, Mike, what's going to happen is you're going to get condensation in there that could potentially rot out the roof sheathing, and you're going to overheat that space, and that's going to make the roof wear out that much quicker. Now, Leslie, what about decorating that space? Any tips for a small space like that?
Well, with a small space, especially in a Victorian, is your ceiling very slanted? Is it sort of vaulted? You don't really have a lot of space except for the middle of the room?
No, it's vaulted, and it's like almost 10 foot tall. You can walk around up there comfortably, and it covers the whole size of the house. It's huge.
Well, that's great. So that gives you a lot of space to use up there. You can divide up that space by using fabric. If you don't want to put up walls to divide up separate areas, you can use interesting sliding fabric panels to create definition of what room is where. You can create a lot of interesting niches of uses of space, whether it's a sleeping area or a sitting area, almost like a suite that occupies the whole upper floor. It's going to be the favorite room in the house.
Yes, my wife's wanting to use it for a craft room to make quilts.
Oh, good, and you should get good light up there, so that'll be really nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's next?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.